Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 1 of Matthew chapter 1. The record of the genealogy of Jesus, the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham fathered Isaac. Isaac fathered Jacob. And Jacob fathered Judah and his brothers. Judah fathered Perez and Zerah by Tamar. Perez fathered Hezron, and Hezron fathered Ram. Ram fathered Amminadab. Amminadab fathered Nashon, and Nashon fathered Salmon. Salmon fathered Boaz by Rahab. Boaz fathered Obed by Ruth, and Obed fathered Jesse. Jesse fathered David the king. David fathered Solomon by her who had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon fathered Rehoboam. Rehoboam fathered Abijah. And Abijah fathered Asa. Asa fathered Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat fathered Joram. And Joram fathered Uzziah. Uzziah fathered Jotham. Jotham fathered Ahaz. And Ahaz fathered Hezekiah. Hezekiah fathered Manasseh. Manasseh fathered Amon. And Amon fathered Josiah. Josiah fathered Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the deportation to Babylon. After the deportation to Babylon, Jeconiah fathered Shealtiel, and Shealtiel fathered Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel fathered Abihud. Abihud fathered Eliakim, and Eliakim fathered Azor. Azor fathered Zadok. Zadok fathered Achim, and Achim fathered Eliud. Eliud fathered Eleazar. Eleazar fathered Matan. And Matan fathered Jacob. Jacob fathered Joseph, the husband of Mary, by whom Jesus was born, who is called the Messiah. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. From David to the deportation to Babylon, 14 generations, and from the deportation to Babylon to the Messiah, 14 generations.
The first chapter of Matthew's Gospel records the lineage of Jesus. Starting with Isaac, the miracle child born to Abraham, there are 42 generations until the universe-altering event of the Savior's birth. Among the names listed, there are schemers, prostitutes, murderers, kings, and idol worshippers. Many of these men and women had their lives transformed by God, and by His miraculous workings were given a place of honor in the ancestry of Christ. The same God who orchestrated it all is the one who promises those of us who are believers eternal life through faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. The Bible records God's faithfulness in keeping promises made to us, His children. He has reassured us that we who are born again have a place in His family. And the Holy Spirit has been given to us as a pledge, ensuring we will receive our eternal inheritance. We need only enter into a personal relationship with Christ. There are no additional specifications to meet, and God's blessings belong to us the instant we become His children. Our Heavenly Father has promised, and we can count on Him.